RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
This from Health Day News. Hispanic children are more likely to be obese if their parents have high levels of stress. I don't know that this is only going to apply to Hispanic children. I think we're going to find more and more that this probably applies to most children. Researchers compared obesity rates of Hispanic children in Chicago, Miami, New York, and San Diego with their parents' levels of stress at home and work. And the children's obesity rates rose according to the amount of stress their parents faced, from 20% among kids whose parents had no stress to 34% among those whose parents had three or more stress factors. Stress factors being difficulties at work, relationship issues, other things, a financial trouble, loss of loved ones, all of those kinds of things. So after they adjusted for other factors such as age, gender, place of birth, neighborhood, the environmental factors, the researchers concluded that parents with three or more chronic sources of stress were twice as likely to have obese children than those with no stress. I think, as I said, that this might actually prove to be true for more of us than just the Hispanic population. If you're under stress at home and your kids hear you yelling at each other or see that you are struggling to pay bills and sitting there night after night trying to figure out how you're going to keep the house, that kids, they worry. They worry too. And we can't put our stresses on our kids. But yes, it's hard sometimes to hide those stressors from our children. And so if they see that, they're more likely to probably go, just as we are when we're under stress, especially us women, to go and stress eat. And that these children, I think there's probably a bunch of factors. If you think about stress eating, the children worry. They feel their parents are under stress. They worry that some aspect of their life might change. Children thrive on routine, so maybe they stress eat. And also, I think there might be something to that if parents are under a lot of stress, then they're not going to be as apt or able to take on the task of cooking healthy and shopping healthy and doing those things that you know you need to do to feed your children healthy meals. If you're under stress at work, you're worried about things, sometimes it's easier just to reach for the box of macaroni and cheese and make it up and say, here, as filler for the kids to make sure that they're fed, as opposed to taking the time to cook that very healthy meal. And we know that it's probably just the opposite, that that's when you really need to do that. So I think that that's so interesting. And I think we all need to look at our stress levels and how our stress as parents are affecting our children. It's so, so important. And in another news story, scarlet fever may be making a comeback after a century of near non-existence. I had scarlet fever as a child. Helen Keller had scarlet fever. It's what took her sight and her hearing. So it can be a pretty serious disease. Drug-resistant strains have resulted in outbreaks in Europe and Asia recently. Scarlet fever can be very contagious in children and can cause health problems later in life. If left untreated, some symptoms of scarlet fever that you might, if you see, want to call your doctor about is the rash is certainly the most striking sign of scarlet fever. It can begin looking like a bad sunburn with tiny bumps, and it may itch. And the rash usually appears first on the neck and face and often leaving a clear uninfected area around the mouth. If your child exhibits some of these kinds of symptoms, and if that affected skin begins to peel, you should call your doctor right away, because if scarlet fever's coming back, then you want to get into the doctor and get treated right away. This is Melanie Cole. You can listen every day at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern to my health radio show. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.